Hello, and welcome to the Olympic and Bundy podcast. I'm Kelly Taylor. Today on the show is someone you may know if you watch Fox 11, Amanda Salas. She's on our newscast in the evenings. As an entertainment reporter, she gets to go to all the fun red carpet events and movie premieres, etc. But what you may not know is that she's quite punny. She's good at puns. So good, in fact, she's competed in pun competitions and even works as a punsultant on the side. We'll get into that. She also knows a lot about cars. It was great to chat with her because I see her every once in a while at work, but I had no idea that she was so punny and has done all these things before she got here. So I hope you enjoy my conversation with the Latina Andesina.
From the Fox 11 studios in Los Angeles, California, it's the Olympic and Bundy podcast with host Kelly Taylor.
I don't think as many people realize that about you.
Well, they can go to the website and click on About Our Come Punny and click down.
Wait, you have, like, it's a
I bought
legit
the domain name. Oh, yeah, punsultant.com. Yeah, I can't have anyone else steal that.
So you can go to punsultant.com and say, I need to think of something catchy for a wedding hashtag.
Bar mitzvah, pet names, rabbit names I've done. Uh-huh.
No way.
Uh-huh.
How long have you been doing that? How long have you had the
website?
Are we
on, too? Oh, cool. I have been doing consulting professionally just this year, but I feel like I've been doing it on Hollywood Today Live for the past 3 years as just part of my hosting and producing.
Yeah, when you're doing the celebrity forecast.
Yes, the celebrity forecast.
Can I just say that I was working here during the day when it was on, so I saw every single day, and the celebrity forecast was sticks in my mind the most out of the whole show, which I think is just because, like, you have, like, it was funny. It just, like, made me chuckle. Like, I remember that the most
Thank
out of everything.
You. Well, it's a unique way to get your entertainment news without being like, hey guys, here are your five stories of the week. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, not to put that down because that's important. We need that. This was a different way to deliver the dish.
Yeah. Yes. So you were doing that, and then suddenly you thought, you know what, I'm going to monetize this. I'm going to get a website and
start. Well, you know what it was? I had so many people giving me their phones being like, can you make my caption? Because it all really started on Instagram because I would come up with some clever captions. People were like, will you do one for me? Will you do one for me? And I would just do it for them pro bono all the time, my friends. And I said, wait a minute. You know, this could be an actual business, like a little side hustle and just make money being punny. And believe it or not, the first real paying job I got just to do puns was for Bravo. Because if you watch Bravo, it's puns 24/7. Especially on Watch What Happens Live, it's all puns.
Wow. So you were writing.
Well, I went in, actually, just went in for a general meeting with Bravo when I was in New York. And I always want to be the Mandy to Andy. You know, I want to be his, like, little sassy sidekick. That's still a goal, a life goal of mine at one point. Because I think he's doing it right in late night. He's quirky. He incorporates, like, the word of the night. And so I sat down there, and the girl was more interested in, well, wait, tell me about, because I heard that you're really punny. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm here, Rockefeller Center at Bravo, and we're going to talk about puns. Hey, let's talk about puns. All right. She goes, I have a job for you. Right away, I have a job for you. We need someone to create puns. And I said, okay. And so that was the first job I had paying me just to do puns.
Whoa.
And from there I was like, well, let me, like, buy a domain name. Like, I'm consulting and I'm punny, so let me combine it and be a punsultant.
Have you come across anyone else who does that?
Oh yeah, there are competitions. It's called a Punderdome. There is pun competitions. There's these people, these are their names: Punda Express, Your Words Nightmare. You have to have a pun name if you compete. And my pun name is Puns of Steel.
What?
Rock hard wordplay.
And this is, like, the various pun sultans on the internet.
Yeah.
Wow. So
yeah. Well, we compete. So they, like, the category would be candy. I just competed last year in Glendale. A guy flew all the way from Texas to
Wait,
compete.
So there's an event. There's a pun event and you guys compete.
Oh, yeah. My first one I went to was in Brooklyn, in New York. It's like a thing. You know, and you go and they have a clap-o-meter based on, like, your pun. But they had one in Glendale last year, and I went to it and I competed. And I was the last female standing.
So
it's very male-dominant, actually, the pun world.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So they give you a category, and then, like, on the spot, you have to think of a pun about a specific category?
Uh-huh.
Or a specific word?
Yeah.
Do you remember any from Glendale?
Yeah. So it was Halloween candy was one of them, right? And I mean, we were going through all the movies. Of course, we did Snickers or like, hope they don't get in a Kit Kat fight, meow, or whatever. We do that. And I'm like, oh my God, the rounds keep going. You keep going until you just get stumped. So it was a female MC. And I had to think of a creative candy because I'm like, okay, we've done Snickers, we've done Kit Kat, we've done all the basics. So I came up with, Gob, stop her if you've heard this already, but I think that we should do a different category. Gobstopper.
Right.
I was actually the most proud of that one.
How was the crowd reaction?
The crowd's good. It's all based on audience applause. So interaction is very needed for these events.
Wow.
And required.
Is your family, do they live here?
They don't live here. They live in Vegas.
So did you have anyone in the audience that was like cheering you on?
I brought a couple of my coworkers from Hollywood Today Live. You know, people who could appreciate the puns. Like, you know, my forecast fans.
Yeah.
So they came.
Wow. I had no idea, absolutely no idea that that was even a thing. And that I thought that you just did it because it was like an interesting hobby that you have, like you're just good and like witty and can think of them quickly. I had no idea that you were actually can monetize it and compete
in
it.
I mean, it's
like,
not enough amazing. To retire, but it's right. A little bit of mailbox money once in a while. Yeah,
that's amazing.
So hey, if you're listening to this and you need a pun,
yeah honestly, that's big business for wedding hashtags. Like, what were we just talking about?
Oh, yeah. Because everyone's first question is like, let me see the ring, what's your hashtag?
Yeah. All of my friends who have been engaged and are, you know, about to have weddings and stuff, that's big conversations. And no one can think of anything. Like, for sure, they would pay you, you know, however much to think of that.
Well, listen, if you need a bachelorette one.
Bachelorette is where it's at, definitely.
Yeah, I got you for that. Yes. That'll be my wedding gift to you.
Thank you very much. Okay, wait, I want to back up. So, where are you from originally?
So I call myself a New Vegafornian. I was born in New York, raised in Las Vegas, and I've lived in California the longest. I've lived in LA now for over 14 years.
Oh,
but nine years in New York and 9 years in Vegas. Oh my gosh, I just said my age. Oh, if people are good at math, they know how old I am now.
I'm not, so it's fine. So you moved from New York to Vegas in middle school then?
Third grade. My dad lived in Vegas in the 70s and came back to New York because he was from there. Met my mom, had the babies, you know, in the city. And the neighborhood started to change. And instead of going to like Westchester or Connecticut, my dad's like, you know what? I remember living in Vegas, so let's go there. Taking his kids out of New York City to move to Las Vegas, I'll never forget seeing an actual tumbleweed in the desert, like blowing by. And our first meal was at this place called Pistol Pete's Pizza. I mean, we're from New York. We're like Tony's Pizza, Emilio's Pizza, not Pistol Pete's. So it was a culture shock, but now I'm a West Coast girl, totally.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I do.
Are they older or younger?
Younger. I'm the oldest.
Do you ever feel like when you meet someone, you can tell if they're the oldest child, youngest, middle?
Yes. Or the only.
Or the only, of course.
Totally. I feel like I get along really well with girls who have a brother, because that's what I have.
Got it.
I don't have a sister. Because when you have a brother, you can't hit them because they will hit you back when you're younger. So you learn to keep your hands to yourself, right? And you're a little bit tougher.
Oh, yeah.
You're not as offended at the fart jokes as much. Yeah. You can kind of hang with the guys.
Yes.
Do you have a brother?
No.
Oh, but I get along
honestly,
with you.
It's funny that you say that because I have three older sisters and every single person I've asked in the situation, what do you think I have? Everyone says they think I have a brother.
I actually kind of thought you did too.
Which I'm like, I don't know what that's about, but hey, you know.
Well, there you go.
So was when you moved to Vegas, were you nervous?
Yeah, but when you're like little and you just think of Las Vegas as the strip.
Did you know about Vegas at that age?
No. I just thought, oh my gosh, we're moving to the strip. Like everyone else's perceptions, like, does your mom work in a strip club? Or, you know, do you live in a casino? Like all those questions. I actually have gotten those questions.
Did you guys live close to the strip or did you live like in the...
We live close to the strip.
In the burbs.
Yeah. Well, if you live in the burbs, you're still technically close to the strip. The strip separates Green Valley, Henderson, and Summerlin.
Oh, okay.
So the strip is kind of like in the middle. But a lot of my friends' parents worked in the strip. I went to a private Catholic school, and a lot of my friends' parents worked in casinos. I mean, it was a way to make a great livelihood when you live in Vegas.
Yeah, definitely. So, wow, how was high school in Vegas?
I went to performing arts high school.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, like Fame.
Wow.
My dad wanted me to go to the Catholic high school as well, and I said, no way, Jose. I want to go to Las Vegas Academy of Performing Arts. So he had auditioned to get in, and he's like, okay, my dad was very supportive. Okay, if you get in, you can go there. And I said, okay. So you had to go, and my major was theater, and my minor was journalism.
Really? Did you, when you were younger, were you putting on concerts for your family? And
Kelly,
like, were you always
you have
a
no
performer?
Idea. I was totally, I like catwalked out of my mom's womb. Okay. I was always a showgirl.
In it. In win
yeah,
it.
I would come down the stairs at family functions at my house and be like, I'm coming down the stairs now. Oh, you're not paying attention. I have to go up and do it again. This is what my parents would tell me. I always wanted an audience.
So since you're older, did you involve your brother in that?
He's the complete opposite. He's shy. People are like, how are you related? How are you guys sibling? He is so shy and reserved and, you know, just very to himself, private. And I'm just like, ta-da!
Isn't it weird how that happens? Are either of your parents musically talented or performers or super outgoing? Like,
my mom
after?
Is super outgoing. She can make friends anywhere she goes. Anywhere. Grocery store, anywhere, and gas station, anywhere.
Wow. So when you were in Vegas in high school, I feel like that would be a place that you could potentially get in trouble on, like being near the strip and like trying to, because when I was in Cincinnati, there was nothing to do. We would just sit in each other's basements and our friends' parents' basements and, you know, hang out, whatever. But I feel like being by the strip or like, you know, on the the senior year of high school, like that sounds crazy to me to be growing up near there.
You know what? It's funny. I feel that the kids that grew up more in the countryside did a lot more adventurous things than the city kids, because it was no big deal to us to be around it. But the kids in the country would rebel. Like, so I just hear about them doing things like, you know, a lot things that I didn't do until I was in college.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah, yeah.
doing in high school. I'm like, wow. Yeah.
No, that's a good point, actually. Being
maybe because there's not as much to do out there in the rural parts.
Yeah.
And we were always, you know, we always had something to do to keep us busy.
Yeah, actually that makes a lot of sense, definitely being around that all the time.
Yeah.
So you focused on theater.
Focused on theater and musical theater, and then I also had, this was before, you know, we had like a TV channel. I did like a column. I was in journalism all 4 years of high school. Like a little editorial.
What made
column.
You pick journalism then?
I loved storytelling. And I think that had a lot to do with the theater as well. And I loved to interview people. Oh, it's very.
Look where we are now.
I love asking people questions and getting to know them. And then I always was punny. So that's why now doing it professionally for like weddings and shows and bachelorette parties and everything else, being punny came from knowing, you have to know about somebody to make a clever word play on who they are.
Yes. So when you were, you know, in high school, did you have an idea of what you wanted to do?
Always.
When you're older?
Always.
What was that?
I always knew I wanted to come to California. But, you know, it shifted and it changed. But I always knew I wanted to host, because I feel like hosting is the perfect marriage of acting and reporting.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what I want to do.
Yeah, for sure. So you graduate from the performing arts school.
Uh-huh. And I came out to California for college. Go Beach.
Go Beach. Oh, Cal State Long Beach?
Yeah.
Hey.
Long Beach. Ain't nothing finer than a 49er.
Is that what they say? Go Beach?
Yeah, Go Beach. We have a big water tower on campus that says Go Beach.
What's the mascot?
It's like a gold miner. It's the 49er. We're the 49ers. But our baseball team is the Dirtbags.
That's the actual
mascot? For baseball, it's the Dirtbags, but for the college, it's the 49ers.
What did you say? None finer than a 49er?
I have a t-shirt that says that too. Ain't nothing finer than a 49er. I didn't come up with that one though.
So is that big, I'm assuming, Cal State Long Beach?
Yeah, it's a huge campus. So I went to Catholic school growing up, to a performing arts school where you had to audition to get into, a huge university with about 32,000 students. It was very just so different for me.
What did you major in when
theater
you got
arts.
There?
And same. Directing, yeah.
Theater arts and directing.
Mm-hmm. But I also was the host of What's Up, Beach?
What's Up, Beach? What's that?
It was the Cal State Long Beach news channel. And the Beach Hut has Doritos back in stock right now, so you want to get over to the Snack Shack for those late night studying cravings, you know?
Do you have videos of that still?
You know what? I wish we did. This was really before. So I was in college right as Facebook was starting.
Yeah.
And MySpace kind of came out. I wish that we also had social media back in college, but I'm also grateful that it wasn't as
prevalent,
mm-hmm, widespread as it is now.
I think about that all the time.
For many reasons. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing how I enjoy that I had Facebook in,
yeah,
in college for photos.
Yeah.
You know, and
right,
just
memories.
Things like that. But honestly, having Snapchat in college,
yeah, I agree with you. I'm not jealous of
nightmare.
Them. Especially the young girls now. Mm-hmm. There's so much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an adult and I've built up confidence over the years. But you know, when you're impressionable when you're in high school and college, and that's tough.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And just putting one photo out to the world.
Oh, I know.
When you don't know yourself yet.
Uh-huh.
When you're insecure.
Uh-huh.
When you know, that's
yep.
there forever.
Forever.
I think about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have nieces and nephews who are going to be just all up in that.
Right. And
you
don't want to use profanity now,
yeah,
you know, in anything, because you never know who's watching.
Yeah. Related to Facebook at that time, isn't it funny how you couldn't, remember with Facebook, you couldn't join until you had a college network?
Yeah, you had to belong to a university to belong, yeah.
Yes, and then I don't know if this is the case when you started at school, but then all of a sudden you would get like 100 million friend requests in one day,
yes,
from people in your dorm. Or
yes, yes, and now and then everyone started getting in. It was a way for you to connect with people at your school, and look where it's,
yeah,
look where it's gone.
And now here at Fox 11, or I mean any news channel, that's like a huge focus is Facebook.
It's Facebook. Social media helped me to where I am today, for sure.
So when, okay, hold on. So you graduate, I'm mm-hmm. assuming.
So I graduate, and this is kind of, I'm sure you might find this interesting. How did I get involved? Like, how did the hosting career start? So I,
yes,
there was a contest. The Orange, you know the Orange County Register?
Yeah.
Okay. They were having a contest. They were launching, this was new at the time, ready? Web TV.
Ooh.
Back in 2008. Yes.
Okay.
And they were launching this show called The Juice. Web okay. TV for OC. It was a huge audition in Anaheim. There was there was hundreds of girls there. Over 300 for sure. And they all showed up and they lined up. It was like American Idol. You had to have a number on you. And I was like number 280 something, 287 or something like that. And you had to go in, and they had a little script for you. And they wanted to know, okay, Christina Aguilera had a baby. This was her first baby at the time. And they wanted you to talk about it. So I'm not trying to make fun, but a lot of the girls were like, Christina Aguilera just had a baby. Congrats. And that's fine. But they were looking for something else, right? So I was like, oh, what can I do? What can I do that's different? What can I do to stand out? I said, I know. So I went up there and I said, pop star Christina Aguilera recently had a baby boy. Looks like this genie in a bottle is a genie with a bottle.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby.
Come on and let me out.
Yep.
So they perked up. They looked up. They go, what did you just say? I said, you know. They're like, no, we know that. Just come up with that. I said, yeah.
I sure did.
Yeah, I sure did. Shoulder pat. So I made it to the next round, and the next round led to the final round, and it was so great because this was in April. I graduated in May. And when I graduated in May, I had a job at the Orange County Register.
Wow. So what did that entail? The Juice. Web
the TV. Juice. We were covering things in OC. So I interviewed the Orange County housewives. I got to go to Disneyland before people got to go in. And I was there in the park by myself reporting on the latest attractions. But it spread to LA. So I covered Kim Kardashian's Halloween party. Across from the Beverly Center, back in 2008 when she was Wonder Woman, and I got to do all these cool events, and I was able to make a reel.
That is so key.
I had a reel before a lot of people my age were able to figure out where they wanted to be. I mean, like, I know that I was lucky and blessed, and I had a reel, and then the economy crashed in 2008. And then they said, oh, web TV, we're not really seeing digital. Like, we don't see where the money's going to come from. Little did they know. Little did they know. The explosion of all things digital and streaming.
Yeah. So when at the time, was that living on their website or
yeah,
on their YouTube?
It was on there a little bit on YouTube. So if you search The Juice, Amanda Salas, you can see some videos. But mostly on the website, built-in player and everything. Got to interview the Anaheim Ducks.
I bet that was so exciting when you graduated college and then you got that.
It was, and I never took it for granted. I always felt very grateful for it. And I mean, it was so great to, one day I'd be on a Zamboni at the Honda Center with the Anaheim Ducks. The next day, I was sitting down with Matthew McConaughey having Mexican food on the Santa Monica
Pier. Yeah, that's incredible. And of course, like, we're in the perfect spot to do that, like when you first graduate college, you went to the perfect place because of the vicinity.
Yes, and I was glad I went to that audition. I have to give that credit because that audition helped get me to where I am today.
Do you stay in touch with anyone from?
I do. You want to know something funny? One of my friends that worked at the Orange County Register, his dad works here.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in news? Or
he's
just somewhere in the building?
He works in the studio and edits.
Aww.
Yeah, I'll point him out to you.
That's awesome.
And I went in there, I'm like, I know your son. I work with him. Small world.
Super small world, mm-hmm. Especially when you're in a giant city like Los Angeles.
I always say LA is a big city, but a small town in the industry is even smaller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a little bit more in tune with the news and, like, not necessarily Hollywood centric, but with the news, I feel like every single person has either worked together or.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I got this job here, because Patrick and I had a mutual friend in Cincinnati and they worked together in DC. Like, it just.
And you're so good at it.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean,
I watched your interview. You got it, girl.
Hey.
Okay. Hey, hey.
I need to work on my puns.
It's okay.
I have no puns.
No, not everybody can be great at puns. Otherwise, then I wouldn't be a punsultant.
Maybe part of your punsulting should be
teaching a class.
Teaching.
Okay.
Or something.
Being a punfessor.
Yeah. Right, like, yeah. I mean, it's like it's literally no sweat for you to come off with this.
I like actually like enjoy it. My mom said that she had a pun in the oven when she had me.
This is honestly the puns are just continue with those just throughout this.
I know, I'll sprinkle them through.
Wait, okay, so you do The Juice, but then they say, you know what, this is
They were making cuts, budget cuts, and they said, you know, digital, you know. The digital television, you know, people read the news online, but we don't know what we're going to do with providing content, celebrity, entertainment, lifestyle content online. And then came 2010, 11, 12, all these companies then, Netflix, you know,
right.
All these news companies that started going on YouTube and doing their news that way. And so I had to get a job. I had to get a job after that because this one was no more.
Got to make the money.
In December, right. So I'm also really into cars. So I always say my slogan is cars and stars. And then I got a job doing automotive hosting right after The Juice ended.
And so, who was that with?
That was with Wheels TV, which led to Auto Trader, which led to Speed, when Speed was a network, which replayed on Fox Sports. And then Mav TV. I mean, that was a cool job.
It took off. So with Wheels TV, you already had an interest in cars.
My grandpa got me into cars. I'm not a gearhead, but we could go down in the parking garage right now and I could tell you every make and model of the cars.
Really?
Yeah, I can't repair them, but I can tell you what make and model
is. So what's your favorite car? If you had to just around town kind of car.
Okay, well, a Range Rover Sport.
Range Rover, okay.
Yeah, I know. So,
what if you wanted to show off in a car? Just, you know, a weekend car.
A weekend? Well, now that I went to the auto show, the Audi R8 convertible.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. That's what I chose to do my live shot in front of yesterday because it definitely had my attention.
It was sleek.
Mm-hmm.
How was that yesterday?
It was fun. It's busy. You got to go a press day. If you can, at some point, go to a press day at the LA Auto Show.
When no one's there.
No one's there.
Yeah.
They have espresso for you.
Yeah.
It's great.
Is the main point of the LA Auto Show to go, and if you're in the market for a new car?
It's
or
great.
Is it more so people who are just really interested in cars like yourself and they just want to see what's new?
Can I keep it 100?
Yeah.
It's great if you're interested in cars. It's great if you're in the market for a new car. But you know what I always tell my girlfriends? Go there to meet a guy.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like you pay your $10 or whatever the ticket is, you go to the auto show, and you are there in a room with so many guys that go with their friends, and they're all looking around at a car. And that is a great way to just go up and have a conversation with somebody. Because, hey, I have a car. You have a car. Maybe you can tell me something about cars.
That's such a good point. I bet Bumble is off the chain.
They need to have like a mixer. Bumble should actually sponsor a mixer at the LA Auto Show for singles who have cars.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in LA. To go to the auto show. Because I'm telling you, it's the ratio of guys to girls there. I mean, that's where the ladies go. And they're cheaper than going to the Lakers game.
Yeah.
So just...
That's such a good point.
Mm-hmm. Go to the auto show. You'll see a lot of great guys there.
That's such a good point. So you do Wheels TV. How did you get that?
So I had to audition for that as well.
Same.
And a lot of girls went. But because I had knowledge of cars, that's how I was able to pass through. Because there was one girl who said her favorite car was a Porsche 911.
Oh.
And it's a Porsche 911. So it's like the jig's up, babe. It's not a Porsche.
You saw through that real quick.
Yeah, they're like, okay, because they ask, "What's your favorite car?" You know, and if you're gonna say what your favorite car is, maybe you should.
Maybe no.
Or know how to say what the make and model is. That's all.
Yes. So for Wheels TV, was that promotion for what do they do? I don't even know what Wheels TV is.
So they review cars. So they would have a car and you would just basically say, well, this car is great because it has four-wheel drive or it has great in-car tech and Bluetooth set up and lots of space, cargo space in the back. You know, you would just talk about the car so somebody could watch it online before going to the dealership and be prepared.
Got it. So new and used cars.
Mostly new.
Mm-hmm. So you had to go into the cars and say all the specs, everything.
And
you
no
already
teleprompter.
Knew that.
Well, they would send me bullet points and then I would memorize them. And then I'd also kind of add my own ad lib to it.
Yeah.
So it would sound more organic and not scripted, but no prompter. So you just kind of had to know
just
that.
Nail it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't have the paper in front of you.
Mm-mm. Wow. Yeah. You're going to trust somebody who goes, and it has, and I'm holding your phone. Like, 0 to 60 in 6.2 seconds. Yeah, you just want someone
I know all about this car.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Wow, so you 100% couldn't do that job unless you knew about cars.
You have to have a general
knowledge.
Have
a general idea.
Totally, yeah.
Oh, wow.
What car do you have?
A Toyota.
What is it?
A Toyota Corolla.
Toyota Corollas are great.
I like it because I used to drive an Isuzu Rodeo in high school. I bought it.
Oh, okay.
And it was my favorite car.
SUV
action. Uh-huh. It was a terrible car, but I loved it because I bought it.
Yeah.
And I loved being in an SUV.
That's a great first car.
Cruise that thing all up and down the streets of Cincinnati.
Cincinnati,
dirty natty. And then I had to get rid of it. And then I had just some, sad cars in between.
Sure, we all have.
And so the car that I have now is actually the first car that I ever bought new.
Toyota Corollas are great. They're cute. You have a great bang for your buck with Toyota. They're very reliable.
Exactly. And it was the first time I ever had Bluetooth.
Oh, I love Bluetooth.
Which, it would be absolutely impossible to not have Bluetooth now.
You can't.
Can't go back.
No.
Every new car has it, though.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
right?
Now they have Apple CarPlay, where you can actually have them read your text messages aloud while you're driving and respond while you're driving.
So it'll just, oh, wow. So
Siri,
when you get a text.
It. Yeah. It sounds just funny, though, because Siri will be like, would you like me to read text from Kelly? And I'd say, yes. Kelly says, hey, Amanda, !! No problem, comma. See you soon. You know, it would say
right.
Something like that. And it's very robotic. So if you're saying curse words or something kind of naughty, imagine having that play in a very robotic voice in your car.
What kind of car is that in?
You can get that in a lot of the newer cars. I know Honda has Apple CarPlay. Hyundai has Apple CarPlay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of car did your grandpa drive?
Oh, my grandpa had so many different cars, but I always remember the good old Buick LeSabre.
Buick LeSabre.
Mm-hmm. American luxury, baby. The wood trim in there. Soft cloth.
Oh, yeah.
Heavy American cars. You know what I mean?
That sounds like a road warrior.
Yep. So they've had a lot of cars throughout their lifetime. But I always remember that Buick LeSabre. I think it's like a classic grandpa car.
Did he just did he like to talk to you about all kinds of cars?
He always said, it's good for you to take care of your car, because if you take care of your car will take care of you. And he showed me how to pull out the dipstick under the hood and check my oil levels, which I was like, so nice, you know, having that bonding moment with grandpa. Yeah. And anytime I had a car question, I'd go to my grandpa. And so, I don't know, that was special.
Where did they live?
They are from New York as well, but when we moved to Vegas, they followed us.
Oh.
We were their only grandchildren, and they were like, you guys aren't going without us.
I love when grandparents do that. Mine did that.
I'm so close. You know, my grandfather passed away. May he rest in peace. My grandmother's still alive, and she's 82 with a mohawk and works at Costco.
Oh, God bless her.
God bless her is right, yeah.
Is she still in Vegas?
Vegas, and works at Costco, and one of the top sellers at Costco. Because, I mean, how could you say no to a 4'11" blonde lady?
No.
Uh-huh, who works at Costco.
What's her name?
Her name's Gloria.
Gloria!
Yeah.
Oh, gotta love
her. She still has men hitting on her at Costco.
At Costco? Oh, yeah. What does she do there?
She's one of the demo reps. So she's
there. One of the angel ladies.
Yeah, she says, try it. You'll want to buy it. She is an angel lady.
Samada goes to Costco, and she was wearing this really soft, amazing coat at work, you know, maybe a couple weeks ago. And it was $15 at Costco.
What?
Yeah, $15. I wish I was wearing it right now because it's so comfortable.
Did you buy
it
too?
She bought one for me. And she bought one for makeup, Robin and makeup, Patty and hair, Michelle Palfrey, like everyone that works here. She bought so many of them because everyone was like, oh, girl, where'd you get that coat? And it was only $15. And so she made the rounds. Anyways.
Samada's so sweet.
Yeah, she's the best.
That's nice.
But I just couldn't believe that coat came from Costco. 50. I don't belong to Costco, and we're like debating joining. And after that, I was like, oh.
If you guys get married, it's a good wedding present to ask for, a membership at Costco for the year. So you try it out if you want, and then you get it as a gift. And if you like it, then you can just renew it the year after.
That's actually not a bad idea. Julie Chang goes for gas there.
Yeah, it's
every
cheaper.
Every Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
It's not a bad idea at all.
Oh, Wednesday it's cheaper or something?
It must be. I don't know. Wednesday's her cast day.
I thought it was just cheaper all around. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't know. So hold on. You're doing Wheels. Auto Trader, I imagine, was probably amped it up.
Yeah, that was fun. And then being on Speed with former wrestler and football player Bill Goldberg as my co-host, that was cool.
How long did you do that for?
I did that for 2 seasons. On Speed. Speed's no more.
What happened to it?
No, it's just not on.
Just not.
Not a network anymore.
Oh.
I know. But that was fun while it lasted. For sure.
Being on great like, a experience.
Racetrack. Oh, great experience.
Oh, I just went to a drag race. Have you ever been to a drag race?
Yeah, girl. Those are fun.
In Pomona,
yeah. Right on the track over there. That's a big one.
Honestly, drag races will never be my hobby, I don't think. But I was thoroughly, thoroughly amused at like how... I didn't know anything about it.
Right.
So there's these two different families that were competing in the race that I went to. And it's like a father versus another father. And then now he has adult children that are in it. And they're like these rivalry families and the fans People get into it. So into it.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a hot dog and like a cold drink too?
Yeah, we got like tall beers. It was amazing.
It's a fun afternoon. It's good to try and do things that are like outside of your box.
Oh, yeah. That definitely was. And I even some of them... I don't know the science behind how a drag race, like how those cars are, but also I was really surprised at how, so there's the normal drag race cars and then there's the funny cars.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you know about the differences, but then there's these guys that are on motorcycles that are going so fast that I'm like, I mean, these cars are going 0 to,
zero to 60 in like 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And you're
faster.
You're clutching your imaginary pearls.
Yeah. I want to say it was like 0 to 200 something in 3 seconds. It was insane.
Supercars.
And then the parachute comes out in the back.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't come out, then what do you do?
I
honestly left that with so many questions, but I was so amused the whole time. I was like, just people watching. It was great.
I know.
It was fun.
It's fun.
Yeah. So, okay. So hold on. Back to after Speed.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Bite size.
Bite Size. And is someone at Bite Size connected with Hollywood Today Live?
That's how it became.
I think I met someone with Bite Size, a nice woman.
Do you remember her name?
On a red carpet at, I don't know. She gave me her card.
And
she was like, come have lunch with me. I work at Bite Size TV. And I got this sense
that she... Did she have a southern accent?
Maybe.
Lori?
Maybe. Okay. And she even gave me a ride to my car because I was going to get credentials for something.
That sounds like Lori.
And yeah, and that's the... I still have her card in my wallet.
Oh, we're going to have to check later and see. I know. I'll put money that it's Lori.
That sounds familiar. So what did you do at Bite Size?
So I started at Bite Size being one of their live stream hosts, because that was when they had so many different shows and so much content, and they would go live. And
what were some of their shows?
They had... Chaotic Awesome, which was a video game show. Uh-huh. They had a political show. They had a hip-hop show. And they had a show called Hollywood Today Live. They had a show called The Girl Spot, too. But Hollywood Today Live got, obviously, the most attention because it was a lot of entertainment news. And where else do you want to get your entertainment news than in the heart of Hollywood? It was right there on Hollywood and Vine. You could see the Pantages through the windows.
Yeah.
And... that's when Hollywood Today Live, before it got a test run on Fox. And I was there. And I was there as the live stream host. They already had their panelists, their hosts that they had for the show. But they said, well, we need somebody to cover red carpets. And I had so many red carpets under my belt from the juice. I'm like, I can do that, you know, and man on the street stuff. And I started doing that for them during the test run. And then when they came back on Fox... 2 years ago, that's when I became the Latina on the Cena.
Latina on the Cena. Have you trademarked that?
You know I did.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you have it, you need to.
It's so funny. I actually saw Brandy Glanville today, and our friend Marta's like, what do you call yourself again, Amanda? And I said, Latina on the Cena. And Brandy laughed and goes, oh, I'm going to have to use that. I might have to take that. And I just giggled, and inside I go, but you can't.
Oh, no, you can't.
Because I trademarked it. I can't have any slick senorita try to steal my slogan, you know?
Did you come up with that?
I did.
Of course you did. You're the pun sultan.
I did. I came.
Are you, what is your ethnicity?
So I'm Italian and Puerto Rican.
Oh, is your... what side is which?
My mom is Italian.
Mom's
and
Italian.
And I get the Puerto Rican from my dad. And when I started at Fox 11, I nicknamed myself the Reporter Rican.
The Reporter Rican. Honestly, like, it's funny to me every time. Every time you say one of them.
I'm pretty proud of that one.
Okay, so you were doing internet hosting, like live streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hollywood Today Live is already a show.
It was a web show.
A web show. Uh-huh. And then it got...
test run on Fox.
Test run on Fox. Fox picks it up.
Yep.
So fun.
It was such
I'm
a
sure
fun
that
show.
Was like
seriously,
the best.
One of the best experiences of my life.
Yeah.
I met so many great people. I have so many great memories and experiences. I still keep in touch with so many of my HTL colleagues. And we were able to promote Hollywood Today Live on the news at noon here at Fox 11. We would come in Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. We would take turns. You know, you'd see me or Tanner or Kristen. We would come in and promote the show. I think AJ came a few times as well. And I always had so much fun doing it, sitting with the girls. It was usually Aroxia or Maria, or Lisa, or even Bobby and Marla. It was so fun. And so that's how I'm here now.
It's because you used to come in here.
Uh-huh.
And Steve Holzer.
Steve Holzer used to work here. And HTL was coming to an end. And Fox 11 didn't have an evening entertainment reporter. So then I met with the news director here at Fox 11, and we had a great meeting, and she's like, you know what? Yeah, let's try it out. Let's see how it goes. And the end of December will be my 8th month at Fox 11.
Oh, wow. It's only been 8 months.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like you've been here for a lot longer than that.
I think maybe because we came in and did the News at Noon promos.
Yeah. So you've been coming here for a while.
Mm-hmm. We did the hits at around 12:45, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I still remember.
You are a hustler.
That's what a lot of people say about me.
And I mean that in the best way.
Yeah, no, a lot of people say that about me. I got that hustle.
You totally have to do that. Working in Hollywood, wanting to host something, wanting to be I mean, this whole industry, I feel like you 100% have to be that way.
You absolutely
just
have
like
to.
Having a, like, you have the best attitude for it too. Like, aww, always positive, fun.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? You have to be though, because
you do.
You want people to want to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, totally.
Oh yeah. I have had, it hasn't been easy. And if people think it looks easy, then I'm doing a really good job of just kind of staying even keel.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If you look at your Facebook or your resume.
Mm-hmm.
It's 50 million lines long. Like, you've clearly done so much.
I noticed that. I'm like, but I want to include it all,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, well, it just shows that you have a lot of experience.
Thanks.
Were you nervous about live shots? I think that live shots...
I'm going to be honest, because we didn't do... I think I maybe did one or two live shots for Hollywood Today Live.
Yeah.
And I'm good on my feet.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, first week. They're like, okay, so we're going to have you go live. And I'm... and. A lot of people have the traditional news background and then,
yeah,
they become an entertainment,
yeah,
host. I was an entertainment host becoming a reporter.
Yes.
Even though I did the What's Up Beach, we didn't do live shots,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
So the funny thing about live shots, it makes me a little, it made me, not anymore. I did so many now,
yeah,
that I can be like, okay, we're,
you're
doing
a
live shot. You're just talking to a camera. It's not even a person.
Yes. No one understands how weird that is.
You're just talking to a lens.
Yeah.
Like this microphone that I'm looking at. You're just like talking to that and they don't give you a reaction back or answer,
yeah,
you. And
or if you have a problem with your IFB. That
how many times
here?
Do I watch myself? Because you go when the director tells you to go. That's the cue. But they'll say, Amanda's out there. And you just stay silent and smiling for an uncomfortable 3 seconds.
The smile and nod.
Yeah. So you just, yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
So you just have to get used to it. What helped me was I did live shot boot camp when we did the Red Cross.
Oh, yeah,
donation,
yeah, yeah,
drive. And they would come live. That was a long day, and it would be about 3 or 4 live shots an hour. After that experience,
oh yeah,
I could do
you
a
went
live
through a million
shot right out of bed.
Yeah.
I feel that comfortable now after doing about 100 of those.
Have you
week.
Ever had anyone come up to you during a live shot and like yell in the background or say something bad or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was covering the World Series, and I covered the 2 games that the Dodgers lost. And
oh, right.
I had to make sure before they went on, I had to be like a teacher. There will be no cursing,
yeah,
during this live shot. No swear words. No finger gestures.
Oh, yeah, because you're with like a group of fans.
Oh, yeah. And they're bummed out that the Dodgers lost, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, and they've
you
been
know?
Drinking probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was like very like, mira.
Yeah.
There's no cursing on my live shot, okay?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But they behaved. I have to say, they said it when we weren't live, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Or we didn't use any of that. But during my live shots, knock on wood, no one said a bad word.
Good job, Dodger fans.
Thank you, True Blue.
Yes.
Dodger
True
fans,
Blue.
Yes.
But more so, go Beach.
Yeah, go Beach! Woohoo!
I also want to talk about, because I know you have to eventually get to work at some point. You actually have to work. But
so
really quickly,
fun.
I want to talk about how you did a video at the It movie Haunted House.
Mm-hmm.
And it took off probably more than maybe you thought.
And that's thanks to you as well, too, for posting it when you did.
Well, also, shout out to Kevin Horton, because he was like, hey, the movie's going to premiere.
Kevin Horton.
A gem.
A true,
yeah,
gem.
You guys,
yes,
are like the dream team.
Thank you.
100%.
We're like the rehorders.
Yeah.
You know,
you're the rehorders.
He, uh-huh, is so great. We're like team rehorderican.
I wrote this down because I wanted to remember. I looked this morning at the... So anyone listening, Amanda did a toured the haunted house that opened in Hollywood for the It,
yeah,
movie. And people must have been very excited in general about the movie. Like, I think it got a lot of buzz. People were like,
yeah,
oh, yes, it's back. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see it. So, temporary haunted house opened in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's, like, themed. And you guys went around, did a news package about it. We posted the video on the Fox 11 Los Angeles Facebook page.
Yep.
And as of this morning, it has 13.8 million views, 208,000 shares.
Wow!
Which, that's insane. 208,000 people cared to share it onto their profile.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
It is nuts. I'm so flattered. That's so awesome. And 13.8 million. Kelly, I wished I knew I was doing it that day, because I probably would have worn something a little more breathable. I'm just gonna say, at first I was mortified because I was actually scared going through it, and I was wearing this dress I had like a little bit of polyester in it, and you sweat, and then I had the underarm sweat stains.
Oh yeah.
And I was so embarrassed at first, but then, because you didn't see them till the end of the video, then when I would see all the people comment on that, I almost became flattered because at least they were watching the whole video to see that.
Oh, right.
I think Kevin actually told me that, and it made me feel better. I was like, oh,
like
that's
enough
true.
People had watched all the way through to notice to that point. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? It's okay. You know what? Reporters sweat too. And that was a scary and hot haunted house. That was when we had a heat wave.
Oh.
Because it came out before the movie. The movie came out in September. Remember how hot it was?
Yeah. I feel like it's been hot. It was hot like last week.
Yeah.
I'm like, I thought it was fall.
I know. I'm still crossing my fingers for a very cold Christmas.
Yes. Oh, that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to is that video, do you think, the most widely watched video that you've done?
Yes. It was like baby's first viral video.
Did it make you kind of nervous?
Because, I mean, I'd get like 25,000, 50,000 views on my forecast.
Yeah.
But 13.8 million?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say most people were kind in their comments.
Yeah.
Some people are haters, and what are you going to do?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, that's...
But I really like engaging with people. So when I'd have a free afternoon or something, I would go on and like write back to people.
Yeah.
And I liked doing that. And a lot of people, I feel, appreciated that I would write back to them, because then they'd go on my public page, Amanda Salas on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they would... like me or message me, and it was a really cool experience to be able to engage with them on the long comment thread.
Yes, that's huge, because even if someone posts something that isn't maybe necessarily that nice, and then you go on and respond, you're like, oh, okay, like, I got it, thanks for watching, whatever.
Totally.
Then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I just met, you know, I love you, I watch you every night, you know.
Right. This girl's like, you're so stupid, you wore heels to a haunted house. And I said, at whatever her name was, you know, I didn't know I was doing it that day. Had I known, I probably would have worn my sneakers.
Right.
But maybe I should just bring my sneakers in case, you know, in case this happens again. She goes, oh, okay. I didn't know that, but good to know. Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah. There you go.
They care. They're invested.
That definitely helps when you engage with people.
Yeah, I like that.
That obviously is a huge part of your job now, too. Just like maintaining.
Mm-hmm. I do check the messages on Instagram, even those ones that aren't, you know, you go in the
scary ones.
The approval box.
Yeah.
I see what you guys send. Don't worry.
Yeah, that is scary. So what are you covering today? Do you know?
Today we are doing the Billboard Women in Music Awards. Kelly Clarkson, Selena Gomez. It's going to be a red carpet. I need to do something with this face and hair before I go.
Oh, yeah.
But... okay. I'm really excited for that, because this is a year where we definitely want to empower women.
Yeah.
And this is great that Billboard's doing an award show for women in music.
So you'll be on the red carpet interviewing
red
people.
Carpet. Yeah. So Kelly Clarkson, if you're listening, Selena Gomez, if you're listening, stop by. Say hi to Fox 11.
Selena will definitely stop by Fox 11.
Yes. I hope Selena on the Cena. Come see the Latina on the Cena.
Right? Are you listening, Selena?
And bring Justin, too, if you can.
They'll be there.
Okay.
Okay. I know you got to get ready, so thank you.
Thank you. This was so fun.
Come back.
You're great.
I want to talk to you about the red carpet even more. So come
of
back
course.
Another time.
Absolutely.
That's a whole nother thing.
We can do a puncast anytime you want.
Maybe we should start a second podcast that's a puncast.
Whenever you want.
And we have people come on and compete with you like you did in Glendale.
Let's do
but
it.
It's literally just a puncast.
Bring
podcast.
It on. Mm-hmm. I'm down.
I'm into it.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly.
Good. Thank you for listening to the Olympic and Bundy podcast. Be sure to rate and review our show and subscribe if you don't already. We're on social at Olympic and Bundy, where you can message me with comments or ideas for future episodes. We'll be back next week. And until then, I'm Kelly Taylor, and thanks again for listening.